for VWA Mobile.
KO4HKX.
Looks to me like you made it around the horn last night.
I did.
Good. Have you already got your truck dropped off to get it repaired?
I'm back out with it.
They've already fixed it?
Being on it and can't really find anything wrong with it, so if it's something that's going to be in the gearbox, I'm going to drive it a little bit longer before, see if we can determine a little better about what it is.
Well, now, I know, with your experience, you looked at those tires. Did you see anything on the tires? Like a separated body?
Nothing like that. That's one of the things that was aggravating me about it, is there's no abnormal tire wear. It's just something going on with this truck. And it could be me just not used to this new truck.
Something has just started. There's got to be something there. Wow. Well, you'll get it figured out. I have no doubt of that.
Just some of this stuff like this is hard to find. And I'm a little bit pickier than most people. I'm not going to drive something that's not what it should be, knowingly.
You do realize it's not going to ride as good as a Cadillac now.
Talking about, I'm not driving a Cadillac.
Oh, mate. Had a guy that had an International, I think that was an 1800 cab and gas, like a water company box on the back with the slide-up doors. And, man, I was working in college at the time at a tire store, and that guy would bring that thing back by there once a week and say, "These tires are out of line. It's out of balance or something. It's jumping around." He even took it back to the International dealership 3 different times. And every time we drove that vehicle, man, it was as smooth a truck as I've ever driven. But, you know what, I guess he was just trying to get it to ride like his Cadillac.
To me, the problem with this one is you go into a turn and you hit a bump, and it kind of, the steering just kind of not stays where it's supposed to be. And it could just be the combination of tires, the road. The roads down here are so lovely, especially like 290.
Anything about our good government, they're just as good as gold. You know that. They're doing the best they can with what little they have. We just don't pay enough taxes to get them keeping going. So anyhow, well, when you're on a good road, traveling in a straight line, is it smooth?
Found that yet.
Yeah. Well, let's put the term relative in there.
And it's just, even when I drive it up in North Carolina, it's the same thing. So I'm just picking on the roads down here for fun, but they're all bad everywhere anymore. Nobody's doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Right. Man. Well, anyhow, in the meantime, like I said, you'll get it figured out. You get it riding like your Cadillac.
And this morning.
I'm supposed to be building plastic with my guys. Every Thursday, the guys come up to the man cave, and we build our museum-level plastic stuff. And, this morning, I am driving down to Spartanburg next to the hospital to take my wife that her lunch that she forgot on the counter. I tried to tell her, just go out and get you something for lunch. She said, "Oh, you know I'm on that diet. I can't eat nothing but that stuff." So I'm going to spend probably, let's see, it's about 20 down, 20 back. I'm going to spend about $7 in fuel to take her a $4 lunch. that she could probably go out and get for five.
Love your life and you will do that.
Worth that extra $2 I'm going to spend just to not have any knots in the top of my head. You know what I mean?
Got a place that didn't have knots.
Got a point there here lately. Call Chad Boomer. Well, you can call me Knothead. However, lots of other people do.
I've known you. I can see why.
Step easy there, Bubba. Step easy. Now, I doggone it, I do good stuff once in a while. Better score me some brownie points with my sweetheart.
You get there, Mike, but if you go in with that attitude, it won't.
No, no, I'm going to walk in there and say, I'm late for a very important date. I got to go. Bye, sweetie. Kiss her on the cheek and run.
Did you find what he was looking for last night?
Shoot, and I forgot to text him your number. Doggone it, let me do that right now while I'm thinking about it. Patrick, I apologize. My daughter came up to the house and got me all wound up trying to... This mortgage company sent her about six or eight different options where she could, you know, buy points down on the interest rate and all this and that and the other. And, oh, Dad, what am I going to do? And we had to sit there for an hour and a half hashing that out with her husband and all that good stuff. I love my babies. I love my babies. I say that five times in a row every day.
From now on.
Have a couple of them and chicken chunk them first. Cosby used to say, hey, I brought you in here and I can take you right back out and make two more just like you.
Have fun on TV.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, remember the Cosby Show? He used to say some things on there that you could never even come close to getting away with today.
Yeah, the Cosby Show, the Jeffersons, the Beverly Hillbillies. I mean, they'd be booted off the air now for sure.
Can you see Sanford and Son on there now? No. My goodness, you could never get All in the Family past the censors. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, so goes the country. We're all woke.
You know, all the political and social topics that they dealt with, you know, things like mixed marriage, homosexuality, and I don't know what else, on all these social issues, years and years and years ahead of their time. You would never, never, never get that on now. The Christian Coalition would light a cross on your lawn.
The Christian Coalition would light a cross on your lawn today?
Society, if anything, I think has gotten more regressive.
Christian Coalition, it's all the politically correctness, political correctness, and the woke people, and... Hey, Patrick, what is that other bunch that used to go after the politicians? You know, where all the women would come out, the Me Too movement.
Maybe. But I don't know, it's society is less permissive than it was. It's more regressive. It's more restrained, more conservative, and you just wouldn't be able to show those sorts of things on television anymore. And even like you said, the Cosby Show.
World are you living in, bud? Man, today they show gay couples. I mean, pretty much every show on television has a gay couple or a gay guy. You could have never done that back then. And nobody says anything about it. No Christian coalitions or anything else. Let's see, what else is out there? Hey, even on that show on Channel 13, ABC, they've got a transgender detective. I got to disagree with you on that, Glenn. That things are a whole lot more wide open today than they were back then.
In some ways, not in others. I tell you the truth, I don't really watch television anymore. Even most of the entertainment programs I don't even bother with. And, you know, certainly not most of the news programs, at least not on American TV.
The BBC?
BBC, CBC, Canadian Broadcasting Company, a lot of Canadian and British TV.
Yeah, okay. Well, they're good. BBC is good, but, you know, they get that slant from their cultural aspect. And, you know, I never watch CNN, and I extremely rarely watch Fox or any of those. They're just a political arm of their particular parties.
Fox especially. Now, CNN, MSNBC, well, I don't know. I don't really get those channels. I couldn't tell you. If I see them, it's usually on some website. You know, I don't know. I don't really deal with television much anymore. And probably, in a way, that's bad.
Believe me, bud. Fox may be slanted towards the conservative, but CNN and MSNBC these days are slanted towards the more liberal point of view, and they've all taken their corners, and I tell you what, journalism, there's no real journalism anymore. It's more opinionism, and the reporters all stick their canned opinion in it, and, you know, whatever happened to just the facts, ma'am?
Television journalism and print journalism. Okay, everyone complains about, you know, the so-called mainstream media, how, you know, you're at the mercy of the gatekeepers of the newspapers and the TV shows as far as what they want to show you. The truth of it is, in the past, the gatekeepers pretty much had to cater to both sides of the political spectrum. So, for the most part, they weren't obviously biased. You know, they had a, what the hell's going on here? They had to present a more or less neutral political slant. You know, the problem is all these other players, in a way, having more gatekeepers makes things worse. And having no gatekeepers makes it even worse, because now things are delivered to you based on what you claim you like or what you want to see. So you don't really even get to see the other viewpoints at all.
It is certainly not neutral news journalism anymore. Sheesh, man. So anyhow, in the meantime, on a little some more sunshiny topic, when are you going to turn the spigot off and get some sunshine again? Patrick, either one of you.
Control over that. Man upstairs does.
Turn the spigot off.
I just saw a big accident back there. Maybe I should concentrate on driving. And why is it for when both vehicles are off the road, you still have one lane blocked off, traffic slows to a crawl because everybody got to see what's going on. Oh, look, here's another accident. Yeah, all right, let's not do this now, but I'll be listening.
Hey, Glenn, just listen to this. Come to Greer sometime. I personally witnessed a fender bender, and I mean it was just barely a fender bender. Both parties pulled off of the side of the road and up into the little shopping center parking lot. They were not even on the shoulder anymore. yet the city of Greer, in their wisdom, decided to pull out two fire trucks, one rescue squad. They had two ambulances and four police cars. And these two people and their little cars with the fender bender are standing there with their mouths open going, oh my God.
Police day or slow fire day. We got all these new shiny police and fire trucks. We got to do something with them.
To the garage of that. Even though both of their vehicles were off of the roadway, they blocked two out of three lanes of Wade Hampton. Swanee, I think some of the police and fire departments have gotten into that look at me syndrome. We're doing you such a great job. Look at us. We've got our uniforms on. And don't get me wrong, I appreciate them. They do a good job when they're really needed, but not that day.
We got to make sure our tax money is being seen. Okay, now what? Street 385 is basically at a standstill here, somewhere like a mile or two from Butler Road, unless there's another accident up ahead.
Just remember, the little pedal on the right makes it go. The little pedal to the left makes it stop. The big round thing in the middle makes it go right or left. As long as you're paying attention, you should be able to keep it from hitting something. Doesn't that sound simple?
Well, you and I explain that to about a third of the people down here. I see things like, okay, the car is spun around the wrong way, in the opposite lane, flipped upside down, and naturally, of course, he's got those four bald tires. I see a lot of those accidents where you say, how the heck, you know, or a car in a tree or something. Oh, all right, I've not seen that yet. Or a car on a rooftop. I'm waiting for that one. So, you know, say what you want about New York City drivers. We pretty much can drive.
Say what the issue is down here. Our area is expanding, and we're having a great influx of New York City and West Coast and Atlanta. And when you mix aggressive type A drivers like those cities in with folks that have lived here all their lives that don't drive fast like that, it's not a good combination. So, you know, where normally folks would not switch lanes with just 2 feet on either end of the bumper, now they do from the folks that are from out of town. And that, you know, causes whiplash reactions and people whipping in and out of traffic like they did back home. Well, it's not a good mix. And, you know, the country folks and the big city folks, their driving styles just don't mix.
Frackin' kidding me. Two accidents within 2 miles of each other. So, two sets of fire trucks. Oh, okay, look, now we can go. Drive faster. two sets of fire trucks. I guess nobody knows how to drive in the rain or the snow either. No, but you're right for the most part, because when I, last time I went up, back up to the New York City area, I said to myself, man, I forgot how to drive. You gotta move and be quick about it, or you're gonna get steamrolled. But also, yeah, there is an influx, but where are they, you know? Another thing I've noticed is, what is all this construction? I see, everywhere I look, I see brand new, like, warehouse industrial park buildings being built. You know, new building, 100,000 square feet or whatever, like big empty building. What companies, what industries are you expecting to move down here?
Answer that for you. They're moving out of the northeast so fast it'd make your head spin. They're moving off of the west, left coast so fast. Well, like Tesla, he's moved out of of California, or in the process of moving out of California, going to Texas. Man, they're getting off of the extreme coast because of the taxes and the crowding and the regulations and the stupidity of the big cities where they are. So that's the answer to that. And believe me, you turn around, you turn your head real good, and those buildings are being filled.
This part, I see them almost completely empty, but you never know. But yeah, every day I see new warehouse industrial park type building, and 100,000 square feet for rental or whatever. And I see them keep building them, and I guess I'm seeing more housing developments, apartments, townhouses, condominiums, whatever. They're going up at a huge pace. I'm starting to worry that this is becoming what Atlanta was 40 years ago.
Yeah, exactly, and you might as well get used to it, because the upstate of South Carolina, with our tax base and tax code and the quality of living here, son, it is a huge magnet for all these people that I was describing, from the Northeast and from the West Coast. Man, they're coming here like crazy. You start looking around and you look at some of the tags, and it's amazing how many California and Washington and Oregon plates you see out here. They're coming in here in droves. And it's all because of our quality of living standards here. And yes, you are right. That's going to go right down the crapper as soon as all the heady crowds come in here with their ideas from the big cities.
Quality of living. I've been here 8 years. I should have stayed up north. And as it continues to decline, where's the next big place I gotta, what do I gotta move out west or move out to? I don't know where to go next.
One of the joys of our country there, Glenn, if you're miserable here, get the hell out. I hope you can find that utopia, bud. There ain't nowhere going to be absolutely perfect, but I sure do like it here. Suits me right down to the ground. So anyhow, listen, I got to run in and take my wife her lunch real quick, and talk to you again soon. I'm sure you'll hear me on the radio. KN4 VWA, clear.
VWA, KD2BNG, take care of yourself. Another one, near Roper Mountain Road. Must be the bald tires. All right, 73s, we'll see you later. KD2BNG, I'll be clear.